somewhere on that Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, starting the Gemara. Omar Rove, Hoda Omar Rabbonon, Zika Shnei Yevomim, Mechlat Cholza Yevumi Eloi Miyamo. That what the Rabbonon said, there's a Zika from Shnei Yevomim, from two Mason. So Mechlat Cholza Yevumi Eloi Miyamo, Leiteime Heiche de Ike Tzore, So you shouldn't say that the only time they asked to make Yibum in an Eishes Shnei Meisim when there is a Tzoreh. The Ike LeMigzah Mishum Tzoreh, like we hear in the Gemara, the Flamadala from the base, that they asked to make Yibum, Duma Cholitz Vahoda Miyabim. But what if there's no Tzoreh? So then, l'chayre, yibum would also be permissible. So we see from our Mishnah, it's not like that. The hoche leketzore, that's the first bava of the Mishnah. Ben teisha shonim v'yayim echot shabo al yivimtoi umeis. Ischeiletzes v'loim isyabemes. Afilu, there's no tzore, there's also chazal asad chalitze. V'afalpikein mechletz cholze yivumi loim miyadmo. Let us see Rashi. Leiteima heicha deika tzore, kegoin hach da bo achim. Desnan gimul achim nesuin gimul nochiyos. Umeis echad mehem bosa bo asheni maimer umeis. So there the Mishnah says, hara elu chelzeis v'loi misyam. Meis v'abrini be gemore. Izikis beis yivomim deraisa chalitza nami leiti boi. Umeshanini midarabonon. Zeir Hashem ayoimru. So that's the only reason you don't make Yibum, because it might be either. But over here there's no tzara whatsoever. They were geyser. We had further in the Mishnah, Nosa Isha Omeis. But if a cotton married an Isha, so then the Mishnah says, Arezu Pture, there's no din of Yibum Mechalitza, because there's no Isha. Tanina lahode tana rabbonon, shayte vekotten shenosu, umeisu, nisheisayim Pture is minachalitza minayibum, because Chazal weren't misakin Ishas for them. Ben Teisha, we hear in the Mishnah, it said, Ben Teisha shonim v'yoyim echot shebol yivimtoi. U'mishehigdil, and when he became a godol nosa isha acheres umeis, im lo yodas ha-rishayin mishehigdil, rishayin ha-chayletzes v'loy mishyabemes, v'ashniya oy chayletzes oy mishyabemes. So we have here in our Mishnah, that we have a tzore of a balas maimer, a tzore of an ashes base mason, and the tzore could be misyabemetz. So the Gemara asks, v'yasu bias bentes, kemaime begodu, v'titche tzore miyibu, we had a Mishnah daf lamed aleph omid base. But if there were three achim, and one ach died, and the second ach made maima, so that the dinis chult says v'loy misyabmois, that the tzore is also chiletzes and not misyabemes. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks, v'yasu bias ben test, so just like we had there, that if one brother made, if a godel made maima, the dinis both of them are chult says. So the Gemara asks, V'yasu bias bentes kemaimer begodl, V'titche tzore meyibum, and the tzore also should be chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. Omar Rav, so Rav said, Le'osu bias bentes kemaimer begodl. So Rav says that even though by maimer begodl the halacha is that the tzore is not misyabemis, it's also chaylatzes. But a bias bentes, lay also bias bentes, kemaime begodl. And for some reason here, they didn't ask for the tzore. Here they didn't ask for the tzore. That means even though Legabi, the Ishi was Meyabn, so they gave a din of Bias Ben Tes Kemayim Abagodol. He's not permitted to be Meyabn, or she has a din of Eisha Shnei Mason. But for some reason, by Abias Ben Tes, Legabi the Tzore, they differentiated between a maimer of a godel and a maimer of a bias bentes, which is equivalent to maimer. So that means that this maimer is kolosh, it doesn't ask of the tzorah. Ushmuel omar also the also. But Shmuel says no. Basically, there's no difference between a bias bentes or maimer begodel. It's the same. And just like by Maima Begodol, the halacha is that Chil Tzoyis, that both of them get Chalitza, there's no Yibum whatsoever. The same halacha is by Abiyas Ben Tes, that both Noshim are Chil Tzoyis. V'cheinam Rab Yochanan also v'yosu, that they made it like Maima Begodol, and both of them are Chil Tzoyis. So the Gemara asks v'yasu, Shai Bazoi. So what's Pshat Na Mishnah? You're telling me that it's the same. And the same halacha that applies by Maime Begodol, that the Tzore is Cheiletzes V'loi Mishyabemes, the same halacha will apply by Abiyas Ben Tes, Lagabi the Tzore. So why does it say in the Mishnah that the Tzore is Oy Cheiletzes, Oy Mishyabemes? So the Gemara answers Tanoihi. That means, according to the Mishnah, in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, there's no difference whatsoever between Abiyas Ben Tes and Maimer Begodol. And in both cases, they're both Noshim Achil Tzeis V'lei Misyab Mois. And there's no difference, Taka. It's Hach Tane Da'bo Achim Goza Mishim Tzorek. The Tane of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the only reason he said that there is an Isser Yibum is Gozal Mishum Tzore, because he was afraid maybe Dumer Cholitz Chad Miyam Lido. That's the whole reason he made the whole Isser. As we learned Taisvis last night, he doesn't hold the Chal of Adrosha of Eisha Shnei Mason. So Memele, the whole Isser is Goza Mishum Tzorah. So Vashteitzach, that the Tzorah, you cannot be Miyabim the Tzorah. Vashmeinon Begodol. So Grad, he said his Aloche by a Godol, made Maimah. Vuhu Adin Begodol. But the same Aloche will apply by Abiyas Ben Tes. Vahai the Omar Godol. So why is he speaking about a Godol? Mishum the Begodol Koi. Because he's the whole Perek is speaking about Gedolim. We're not up to Bias Ben Tes in the second Perek. The third Perek. So Memele, so that's why he spoke about a Godel that made Maima. V'haitane d'hoches v'relei osu. He holds that osu Bias Ben Tes k'maima b'godel. And he holds by Maimer Begodol v'loy Gozal Mishum Tzore. So Tosfos has explained that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the reason that they asked to be Miyabim the Balas Maimer, because they were Gozal Mishum Eisha Shnei Mason. There's such a Isser of Eisha Shnei Mason. So they were Gozal, that one is not permitted to be Miyabim Balas Maimer, because it's similar to an Eishish Neimesim. Gozva Mishum Eishish Neimesim. Or people won't differentiate. So therefore, they said, you're not permitted to be Miyabma Balas Maimer.
So the only gzeira that they said that they were gzeira abalas maimer or toeshish neimaisim is davke legabi the balas maimer alone, but not legabi the tzor. Vashmeinon bekotn, and the tana of our mishneh said this halacha by kotn, vuhu adin begodol, the same halacha will apply by godol, that you'll be permitted to be miyabim the tzor. He was speaking about a cotton, so he said this din by a cotton. Let us see Rashi. V'yasu b'yis b'entes k'mayme b'godol litchois ishtoi g'mura miyibu k'hi d'daladachim. So let the Bias Bentes, the Yevome that the Bentes made be in, let that be equivalent to a Balas Maima. The Ketoni, it says in that Mishnah Reilu Chelzeis, Vafilu Ishti Gemura Nitchis, Neshi Tzoras Balas Ikish Ne Yevome. Vamai Ketoni Mas Nisen, Shniya Oiche Letzes, Oimis Yabemes. Vechena Marab Yechen and also, they have the same Alochis. Bias Bentes, like a Balas Maima. Fact the Gemara Abizoi Viyasu, Ba'amai Miyab Mo Shniya. So why is he permitted to be Miyab Mo Shniya? What is the Taisvis? Nosa Isha Umeis, Arezu Ptura. So Taisvis says, Ba'afal Gavd Leite, Kino Rabbono Nisuin Lekotten. They weren't Misakin Nisuin by a Kotten, as we had mentioned yesterday, only by a Cheresh they were Misakin, because he's a Lav Bar Nisuin, Kol Yomov, so therefore they were Misakin, the Rabbono Nisuin, but by a Kotten, since when they'll become a God, will be a Bar Nisuin, they weren't Misakin Nisuin. But even though nisuin, there's no issues whatsoever, but leidach gisa, there's no issa, the lechshive biyaznus. That means if a cotton marries an isha, so it's not called a biyaznus, there's no chalois ishes, but it's not called znus. Umitzvah nami ikalosa isha livnei cotton kidama banisrofim. Now, Rabbi Elazar came to the Beis Medrash, and he said over the Shtik Torah that Rabbi Yochanan had said, that Bemison, that Bias Bentes is Kemaima Begodel. And there's a Machloikis Tanoim, the Tana of our Mishnah, and the Tana on the Flamed Aleph Amid Beis. Beloi Omra Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, but did not say it over Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Shoma Rabbi Yochanan, Ikpit. So Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Elazar said over Hishtik Teire, without mentioning it's Rabbi Yochanan's Hishtik Teire. So Rabbi Yochanan Amir de Kahakpod. Ulegabei Rabbi Ami Verabasi. So Rabbi Ami Verabasi wanted to make Sholem. So Omrulei, they told them it's not good to have Akpod to be in Kas. Loikacho yamaise beisaknese shal tverye. Benago sheyesh beroishoi glustere. Shenech lekoboi rabelozo berabyeisi. There was a machloikis benago, a nago is a type of a makel. Sheyesh beroishoi glustere. That on the roish of the nago, there's a gluster, it's larger. There's like a ball on top of it. And it can be used, there's a shimush, it could use it to be sheichik psamim. You can use it to be kaisish, to be sheichik psamim. You can use it for, it has a shimush, like it's a pestle. And the shaila over there is, if one is permitted to take a nago and put it into the ground, behind the delos, to prevent opening the delos. Not to put it into the ground, to put it into the askeife, and to put it into the threshold. And the shaila is, if it's nire kebayne. He's putting something into the ground, so this is like, it becomes like a chelik of his bayne. He's, by putting this in, this is preventing the psichas adelas. So it's nire kebayne. So one man the Yama holds, since it's roi for shimush, it's not aimed for shimush. It wasn't made bekavone. Shereisha glustere, it wasn't made bekavone. It should be used to be kaisish besamim. But it could be used. So it has a teres keli, and there's a lumdis that a person is not mevatala keli to a binyan. So al kochoch, this did not become the hardware of the house. This is not be, this is a keli that he's just putting into the mashkev. There was a chur in the mashkev. He's putting this into the mashkev that one should not open up the door. But this is not considered boine because it has a shimush. The other man, the Yama, holds that since it's not a real keli, it's roi. It was never used for that. It could be used for that. See, holds, it is also out boine. So there was a machlokes naga shesh bereishay gluster shenechl gabay rabbeloza v'rabbi yosi. Ad shekoru sefer teire b'chamosam. That there was such a vehement argument that the sefer teire was torn in their anger. So the Gemara says, Koru Salkedaitach. They tore a Sefer Torah b'kavon, Eleimu Shenikra Sefer Torah b'chamosai. So we have here on the side, Perish Zeh Yemoshchei Esli, V'Zeh Yemoshchei Esli. Each one wanted to schlep the Sefer Torah, wanted to bring Rayas Mestame to himself. And they were so angry, so they didn't realize it, but from the schlepping, the Sefer Torah tore. So this machloikis between them was a machloikis mitech kas. So this machloikis brought about a kriya Sefer Torah, that a Sefer Torah was taught. Vahoya sham Rav Yosi ben Kisme, Omat mi anim lo yia beis haknesse zu avoides kechov. But he says, for such an hoge, he was very critical about their an hoge, because even though, shenasu oivim ze lo ze, that's the derech halimud, but it seems this was more than the oivim ze bo ze. There was a kas, which brought about Yesia Psakriya Sefer Torah, and he said that this mokim will become a beis avodah zarah. The Maharsho says, Kol HaKoyis Kilei Nashchina Kenegdoi, so we may lift this kas and this mokim, so there won't be Ashchos Ashchina, so eventually it will become a beis avodah zarah. Bekachoyim. So Memele, so they came to tell him, Rabbami and Rabasi came to tell him, but Rabbi Yochanan, you know, there's a time and place for everything, but you shouldn't get in kas. Kas is not a good thing. Look what happened over there by Abu Lozav and Rabbi Yosi. So Bekitzah, they came to tell him Musa. I mean, Rabbi, I'm sure that you're doing the wrong thing. You shouldn't be in kas. So he did an avla, so he didn't mention your name, but shouldn't get in kas. Ik betvei, hod ik betvei, so that infuriated him more. Oma chavrusanami, now became a chavrusatzushto. They too were chaverim. So my mele by chaverim, there's a taina, you shouldn't get in kas one on the other. He's not my chav, he's my talmud, he did an amlet. So now you're telling me, just like one shouldn't get in kas on a chav, you shouldn't get in kas on him. Chaverim, there's such a deal, we find by Beis Shammai and Bisulu, shchiba v'reyes nogus ebezet. They're equals. So my mele, even though Nasu Oivim, but could there still be Chiba Vareis? But Al Kaponim is not a Chava, he's a Talmud. And you tell me Musa that I shouldn't be angry with him. You're making him a Chava now. Ule Gabe Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Now Rabbi Yaakov Baridi didn't want to tell him Musa. He just told him that there's nothing really to get angry about. Oh, Maloi, it says in Posse, Kashatziba Hashem es Moshe Abdoi. Kein Tziba Moshe es Yeshua. So Moshe told Yeshua, whatever he heard from the Rabbeinu Shlom. Bechein also Yeshua, Lehesi Dava Mikola Shatziba Hashem es Moshe. So that means whatever Moshe Rabbeinu told him, he told over to Klal Yisrael. וכי על כל דובר שאומר ישוע היועים עליהם כך אומר לי מישה. So do you think that Yeshua, he told them over whatever Moshe told them? Do you think every little thing he told them Moshe Rabbeinu said? אלא Yeshua יוישה ודאירה שתם והכו יוידם שתירוסי של מישה. Everyone knew that since the whole Yeshua was the Talmud Muvik of Moshe Rabbeinu, so whatever he told over, he sang over Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. There was no Sofik by everybody. Fakert, the Mashah says, if he wanted to say Agins, then he would say, no, this I didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is minor Ashtik Torah. But whenever he said Stam, Stam is Kimifarish Dami, that this is Moshe, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. A Talmud Muvik, so what we know, whatever he's saying the Rebbe's Torah. Af Rabbeloso Talmidecha, Yoshe V'Doirish Stam. It's also the same thing, it's Yoshe V'Doirish Stam. Bakel Yoidim Kishol Choy, but everyone knows that he's saying from you, if it would be his, he would have said, this is mine. Omer Lehem, Mipnei Ma'i Atem Yoidim Lefayis Kibenidi. So he told the others that Rabami Rabasi, this is, as a Redman, Fakelt, he was Mefayis me. You're telling me Musa, you're telling me I did something wrong. He's telling me that Rabbi Loza did nothing wrong. Frag the Gemara, my time kopit, Rabbi Yochanan, my time kopit kulu hai. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so makpit? He didn't say b'shem omroi. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, my dersi bagura baholcha ilomim, David HaMelech said, Agura b'holcho ilomim, chiev shele lo'odom loger b'shnei ilomim. Is it possible for a person to live in two ilomim, the zaylam hazeh and the zaylam habo? And they'll be in two ilomim. Elo'omar David nekodish b'holcho ribayni shele ilomim. Yirotzen sheyoymru dvar shmua mipi b'olam hazeh. That someone should say over a dvar shmua mipi, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi kol Talmud Chochem she'imrim dvar shmua mipi v'boilo mazeh sivsoisov doi v'vois bekeva. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zire v'itay mishim ben Zire ma'ikro v'chikech kiyein atoiv Oilech ledoidi lemeshorim doivei sifsei yeshenim. The sforsayim from the yeshenim kaima monosoi lishenei ofo, the mesim are called yeshenim. So, Doive, Sib say Yeshayna, this was signed from the Yeshayna, my Doive voice, when you say over Advar Teire Mipit, Ki Koimer Shalanove, just like a Koimer is a Keli that you put on Novim there, the Novim become Nishamein by remaining in the Koimer, and then it's very easy for wine to come out. Ma koimer shel anovim ki mishminich odam etzboi olov miyad doive, just touches a grape and the wine starts gushing out because it was neschamim. After midei chachomim ki vinshamim dvar shmu mipiyam boilo mazeh sim seiseyim doive bois bekeva. The Gemara asks a kasha, why was Rabbi Yochanan makpid? So the Masha asks, why was he makpid? The Gemara says, Koloi madova b'shem omre mevi gula loylo. So the Masha answers, so that doesn't have to Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, if this is makpid the gula, so it's that Rabbi Yochanan, that only Rabbi Yechon should be makpid. Anyone who wants the Havoas Hagula should be makpid. Here it seems Rabbi Yechon had a personal lakpode. So he had a lakpode, but he wanted a gula v'ahucho ilomim. Polchaner says, I saw in Beis Avrom from the Chayodom that Beis Avrom, he says, the nefesh is not mischaber beguf klal, because there's no similarity to from the nefesh to the guf. There's something, a dova ruchni, that's an emtsoi, that's between the nefesh and the guf, who mishkan ha-nefesh, v'zeh nikro guf shalodo. The boso is called b'sar ha-odom, that's not called the odom. The guf ha-odom, there's a guf, z'aruchni is like a guf. And b'chol ha-oinshim v'dini ha-kever nemru al guf ha-amiti. Now this guf, this goof remains in the kever. That's why people go to a kever for a tzaddik to be mispalo. This is the ruchni is the goof. It was the mishkan of the nefesh. And it would seem this fosayim of this goof are daivavais when advar teire is said mipiv. Now it's the Davoini, it's very unclear what the Maila of Mipiv is. Now, you don't have to say that Yankel said this, because if the world knows that it's Yankel Shtik Torah, so it's also good, because that was the piece of Rabbi Yaakov Barid. He didn't say Rabbi Yochanan said it, but everyone knows it's Rabbi Yochanan's Shtik Torah. So the world knows it's your shtick Torah. So it would seem either one of the two. That means if the shtick Torah will be said over on this world, and this world we accept that this is your shtick Torah, this is Rabbi Yochanan's shtick Torah. So then on this world, The Sfasayim, the Ruchnistik is Sfasayim of the Nifter, are Deva Vais. It's said over on this world, and it's accepted that this is Hishtik Teire, so he's called Deva Vais, it's a Sfayim are Deva Vais on this world. It's a Psa Chiyas Azar. It's a chiyus to the goof on this world. But that's only if the people on this world are meyaches this Torah to you. But if on this world people assume that this is not your Torah, this is Rabbi Lazar's Torah, So this is a pesachius which you could have received and you didn't receive. That was that pod of Rabbi Yochanan. Is an oifen that a person can be still high on this world. Sifsayv savdayva voice on this world. An oilam hab is no chazach. But there's a pesachius achius achochmetachayas bala on this world. The goof gets chius. So either one of the two, either the chiyus is only if the on this world the maka that this is your dvar Torah, so then it comes meyuchas to you on this world. This is an alma de shikre, but al kaponim. So on this world, in order to become meyuchas to you, people have to know it's yours. Or maybe pshat is that. Could be the schus of sibsais of daiva voice is mitzad bahakoras hatoiv that people have to you for this diktaire. So if there's no hakoras hatoiv, so could be there's no sibsais of daiva voice. But it seems, you have to understand the daimekadbom, but it seems only if people are aware that this is yours, going to say it. People know it's yours, it's also enough. But if people are aware that this is your shtik Torah, then you get achis on this world from the shtik Torah. And if they're not aware, you don't get. So Rabbi Yechner Rakpode, this is, you're taking chis away from me. It's not stamazai. Aglucha by holcha ilomim mishnei ilomim. And chis, he wasn't mevata. Let us see Rashi. V'yas v'mayim v'yab moshniye b'nagel shesh b'roi shei glustere sh'roi shei ov v'roi l'shchikas shumim u'l'shal tashmish. That means that it was used for that, but it has this potential usage. U'l'shal tashmish. V'nechel g'boi le'inyan ni'ilas delas, if one is permitted to block off adelas with this nagel. Rabbi Lezer Oyselinu Boy, Niro Keboine, Rabbi Yossi Matav, Ishiyash Teres Keile Yolov, Umutale Taltaloi Alstama Alts Keile, so that is enough to show that this is not Binyan, because a person is not Shekeya Akli Bibinyan. Chavruse Nami, Es tamidei atem oisim chaveirai, shatem evilei reime rabbeloz v'ab yeisi shoyi chaveirem. Chenosi yeshu ahed olav amikro shekol ma shosa mipi moi shosa, fil ma shom ostam. Sheyev shebechol dovo v'dovo shama yeshu oma yeshu oma kacham amoish v'lochi asit kodem mipi moi shahave. Shiyimru dvashmu mipi boilamaze, shi sivsai nois bekeva ki ilu ani chai. That means that's achius, there's some sort of achius, achochme, techaye barleo. Doive voice, nois, loshen, doive, shemartiachem bevatsveits, koima kli, shemanichem boi anovim, ad shemischamemim. Till the novim get very hot, v'yeinoi noyach lotzeis, k'moi michmo bisro de tomid nishrat. There means that the bosser of the kolben gets hot. There's a shayla for you, chayish from michmo bisro legabi, if you're allowed to make hefshit. Doiviv hayayin roichish v'no v'yoytzi l'maylo. Zog toisviz, Korus al-kadaitach, koru mashme bekavona, agur vorche lomim, shenishmosei biyeshiva shalmailo, sifsoisov nois bekeva kilo medabrois. Nimtso shebesho achas dor bishnei elomim. echad ben teshonim. We hear in the Mishnah that the din of Abiyas ben Tes is not mugbal to Dafke if he's 9 years old. It can be 20 years old also, and if he doesn't bring Beisaris, he's a cotton that has yet to not bring Beisaris. Vereminu, we learned ben Esrim shona shlohevi shteisaris, yaviyu raya shu ben Esrim, she bring a raya that is 20 years old, vuhu asoritz, and he has a din soritz, he's a godel and a soritz, loy chaylitz v'loy miyabim, and I know klois ala barakom Hashem, if he's 20 years old, I'm toile, not that he's a cotton, and but he's a soris, and he's allowed by a komeshem, and he's not allowed to be miyam. And our Mishnah is saying that you tell her he's a cotton, so it could be he's a barakom Hashem. He didn't become a godel yet. Ba'asasrim shonu shlevish tei saris. Basasum shon shlevish tei saris, ye biurayashi basasrim bi islandets, loichelatsas, wa misyabemets. Ait maralo, marab shmur ba yitzok, marabu shenildu loy simoni soris. That's what I say, that by 20 years old, you tell her that he's a soris, that is not if the only simon is that he didn't bring saris. If the only simon is didn't bring saris, I'm telling he's a cotton. We brought Simon Yisrises, and one of the Simon Yisrises is that he doesn't have base Saris. So then I'm Taylor that he's a Saris. And our Mishnah is speaking about that he did not bring Simon Yisrises. So then he's a cotton. Amarova dekenami dektoni vuhu asoris. What does vuhu asoris mean? Shmami no, that he brought Simon Yisrises. Fragt die Gemara, bechilo in neudu loy simoni soris ad kamen. If he doesn't have simoni srisis, so, and he doesn't bring saris, so till when do we assume that he's a cotton? Toni dver abchia ad roiv shnoiso. That means, you may shne sene bem shivim shone, so till lamet hei yomim v'yem echot, I, till then I assume he's a cotton. If Reif Schneusov passed and he did not as yet bring Saris, then I say he's a Saris. Then he's a Godel. Then I say he becomes a Godel. We have tasted the Rashbam says he's a Saris. At Kamo, Tony Berabchi and Reif Schneusov, Gosel Kami the Rove, and they brought someone to Rove to be Boydek, be a Saris, he doesn't have Saris. If he's a Godel, if he's a Cotton, if he's a Saris, he kochush, so Rove said, if this person is beteva kochush, zilu avriyu, so you should be mavri him, you should make sure he should eat more, he should be kept strong, stout, and that could bring about that he should be able to bring some money godless. Vibori, if he was very strong and he didn't have shnei saris, omalu zilu akrishu, Ani Simoni zimnen de notri machems krishus, aber zimnen de notri machems brius. Sometimes they don't come because of the krishus she has by, or the brius she has by. So Rav used to say, if you change his matzev, it could be you could bring Simoni godless. Zot Rashi lechelzo miyam dalaba ukumi shem loochivu. Alme ke godel choshev, lemrinen cotton hu v'yamtinu loy. He's a labar akom Hashem, not that he's a cotton. V'ushen leudu, hodik tani cheshvini lai ke godel, v'ushen leudu loy semoni soris, v'ushen milse, v'ay du loy mais, v'ushen du soris. Avo kol kama du loy chazinen bei semoni soris, v'linen bei katnis, V'chayshin edul mosi, they might come yet, they might become a god. Ad kama nidin ke kotten, kiosel kami derove ben chof shlehevi, lemidak imishum ktanes imishum srisis, אבל יהיו אכילו, אכילוהו והשקו עד שיהיה בורי ושומן. הודרם הלוכי ישרה, וזאת המשנה ביתה. נויסים על הענוסה ועל המפותה. If a person was ma'anis ha'isha, so he's permitted to marry her kreivis, her mother, her daughter, her sister. Ha'aynis v'amefata ala nesu'e chayit. What is the halacha if a person was ma'anis the kreivis of a nesu'e, of ishtoi? So then the halacha is that he is chayit. That means the Issa Kreivis is not an Issa Ishus, because you can't have Ishus in the Kreivis. The Labnei Tvis is Gdushin. No, so the B is always a B is Shos Nus. So, Oynis Vamefat Alan is Sua Chayv. Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv Umefutas Oviv Anusas Benoi Mefutas Benoi. That means the Isurim, the Kreivis Oviv, or Kreivis Benoi, is Tavke, if the Noshot. But not if he was Manus then. Rav Yudha Issa, Banusus Oviv, Mefutas Oviv. Zot Rashi, Noisin ala Anuse, La'acha, She'onas, Upito, Esa Isha, is Muta Lisa, Bito, Va'achoysa V'ima. One is permitted to marry Bito, Va'achoysa V'ima. Rabbi Yudha Issa, Bigmore Meforish Taim. So Taisvis, Noisim ala Anusa, for how does this come into Yevomis? So Taisvis says, Aydi ditone bishe rabbe, de en shchivas achoiso oisroso. That the shchive of the achois ishtoi does not asa ishtoi, Tonenami bahai pirke de im onas isha mutalisa kreivaisel. Perhaps we could be mamtik, we had mentioned, and I saw the Chazanish says, ke'ein, what we had said, bahava mine that shchives achoiso shed aser ishtoi, is the Shrivas Achoises a Niig of Ishus, or maybe the way we had said could be he gets some sort of Ishus when he's Mizanim Achoiso, and that Shrivas should Aser Ishtoi. Now Ishtoi becomes an Achois Ishtoi. So in her Isha Rabbi it says that the even could be there is some sort of issues, but this issues does not create an Issa Kreivis. It doesn't Asa Ishtayolo. So on the next page is continuing. So by all Kreivis it's like this. Not only by Achais Ishtoi, Naisim ala Nusab ala Mefute, Ebito Imo, all these kreivis are not, even though there was a niyog of issues to the znus, afapikein, that does not create a din issues which asks the kreivis. So that's the hemshech of nois malanusa to isharat. Tanina lahodetona rabonon, onas isha muta liso bita. A person was ma'anis anisha, he's permitted to marry the daughter. No so isha, also liso bito. Reminu, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned hanitan min ha'isha, if there's a chshat that a person was mezana with anisha, also be'imo ubebito uba'achoiso. So he's not permitted to marry the mother and the daughter, the sister. So here I feel we don't know he was mezana with her. The people say that is a kol. So memela b'afal pikein says he's not allowed to marry the kreivis. And here in our Mishnah says, Naisim ala anusim ala mefut, you're permitted to marry the kreivis of an anusim and a mefut. So the Gemara answers, midarabonim. That's what it says, But it's also Lisa, that's me the Rabbono. Let's see, Rashi, Anitan, Hanersha, Vyotz, all of Koil. Me the Rabbono, Mishim Gzeira. Shemo, La'acha, Sheyisa, Es Bito. If you'll marry the daughter, Yizne, Imari, Shoine. So he'll be Mizane. He already had relations with his wife's mother. That was the Keil. He was Mizane with her. So Memele, the Shviga will come and visit and Pirza Keira Leganif, and that maybe will be Bachsha that he should be Mizane with her. So therefore, he's not permitted to marry her. He says, "Meikar adin is mutter bebita." But the Rabbona Nasser, because if he marries Bita, might come again to be mizane with Ima, and then there's an issa deraisa of chamoisa. So the Gemara asks for chol heiche de ike isura midarabonon toni noisin lechatchile. So the Gemara is very good, but you didn't answer my kasha. Here you tell me lemaisa, whatever the lomdus is, midarabonon, one is not permitted to marry a kreiva of avanuse midarabonon because he might be nichshel. So the Mishnah says noisim alanus. The Mishnah says aloshin lechatchila. How could the Mishnah say aloshin noisin if midrabbonon it's also? So the Gemara answers kitnan masnisin laachamisa. The Mishnah is speaking about that anusim mefuta died already. So the Mishnah is telling us that there's no issa to marry the kreivus of the anus and the mefut. The Baraisa says if they're still alive, that you're not allowed to marry. Because if you'll marry the daughter, you might come to be mizane with the mother, and then there's an issa deraisa of chamoisa. Let us see Rashi. Tony Noisen Lachatchila Bitmiye. Well, it says, La'achemise Shemeso Anusa Vamefute. The Sulakalamig Zamidi. So that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. Let us see Taiswitz. Vachaleicha Dikisura Dabona Tony Noisen Lachatchila. Hu Adin. Here the Gemara asked from a Loshen Noisin. Noisin would seem that one is permitted to do it. There's an Issa, the Rabbana would say a Loshen Noisin. So Taisa says the Gemara could have asked from the Baraisa. The Tony Mutter here it says Nachma. Here it says, Onas Isha Mutter Lisa Bita. So I mean here, Noisin maybe is not such a clear lotion, but mutali sabita is clear that you're allowed to marry her. Al the nichale lemifrach mimasnis. The more one today is from a Mishnah, that's why he is from Noisin, but the more could have asked from the Baraisa also. The Mishnah Lamelech Perik Beis Halacha Yud Aleph Milchus Yisurei Bia. Klaus interessante Shaila. He klaus a Shaila that this Issa, that if a person was a Nitan al Ha'isha, is also Be'imo. So he said, Misfari, he would say this is only if he was Mefataha. They were Mezana Beratzen. So with this Isha, he had relations already. And he's choshed to be Mizana with us. So Mamela to marry her daughter, so this will be an opportune This will be an opportunity to be able to be mamshech the znus. But he says, what is the din if he was ma'anis and isha? So she never was maskim to be mezana with him. So he says, misvare, he would say that then Chazal never asked her to marry Bita. That means that the ima knows who he is. He's a nice boy. So whenever she comes, she'll be machik herself from him with a 10-foot pole. She knows he's ma'anasa. So there, there's no chash he might be mezana with her. Or she won't come. I mean, that's what he would say, misvare. So he said, if he'd be right, so my mele is for him for Taisvus Kasha. He says, Taisvus asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara ask from the Baraisa? So he says, then the Baraisa is not Kasha. The Baraisa says, Onas Isha Mutalisa Bita. Sure, Onas Isha Mutalisa Bita. The Mishnah says, Nois the Malamafute. Mafute is a problem. Because the whole Isser is Mr. Manitin Meisha, Mr. speaking about a Mafute. From Taisvis, Vaisa is not the way he said. And from Rashi also, Vaisa is not the way he said. Because Rashi says, La'acha Misa Shemesa Anusa Vamafute. The Sulaka Lamigzamidi. So Rashi says, Klo, by Anusa, there's also an Isa. So if he says from the Rishainim, you see Klo, not the way he said. But he wants to say, but Al Kaponim, he says, but what will be if he was Mezana with her Beshoigik? Then he wants to say, then the Zichah Chazal never made an Issa. One Rai wants to bring, we hear in the Mishnah that, it says in the Mishnah, Mesa Ishtacha v'nosa achoysa mevia, Mesa v'nosa achoysa meima, Mesa v'nosa achoysa meyavia. He married all these people. And l'cheire, he was mezana with their sisters. Avol pi kein v'ayis teisis mutar, b'rishoyne, b'shlishis, b'chamishis. He weren't chayish at all. He might be mezana with the shniye. So v'ayis tachoys that even though since I was b'shoigik, he was under the impression that there's wife, here they weren't geyser. But in Anusa, it seems they were geyser. Zag the Gemara weiter. Menonimili, that the halacha is that if a person is ma'anes anisha, so then the krayv is amutah. And the if there was issues, is the Tana Rabbonon, Bekulon Nema Shchive, Vekan Nema Kiche. Loi Meloch, Derech Likuchin Oscha Teire. That the Teire only answered if there'll be Kiche, if there was issues in one of them. So then, the Krivima Osa. What does Rashi say? Bekula nema shchive. Bechol harayis bepashas kdoishim tiyu, bekalose, bedeidose, bezocha, bebeime. So the Torah says, shchive. Bekan, beisha, beimo. O bekreive is hanesoros leimachmas ishto, inem rakicha. Ishki yikach, es isha ves imo, beisha sachaisa leisikach. So Memela, that was the Torah, was Mishana the Loshan Mishchive Lilakicha, so Vaistachos, that only Issa occurs, only time this occurs, if there is Kicha. Omalei Rapopo Labai, Ela Meyata Gabi Achoisai, Duxiv Isha Sheyikach Asa Achoisai Basovri Basimai, Achinami Derech Kicha Udoosa Derech Shchive Shori. That's not true, because because Chayisus Alabas Tvisus Kedushin, there's also only an Yisur Shchive. Omar Lei Likuchim Ksivim B'Teira Stam. That means if it's shaykh to marry one of them, then I assume that the Torah had written the Lashon Kiche to tell me that all this is Dafka Yedei Kiche. But if I can't say it means Kiche, then I can say it means Shchive also. Derech Likuchin, Shoyser Rishoyna Likuchosoy, Chayba Lashnik, Shabola, the Bishniya Leke Lameima Likuchin, Balitav Sibal Kedushin. Roy Lishchive, Eiche de Leke Lameima Likuchin Mamish. Zog Taisvis, Roy Likiche Kiche, Bidloik Siv Beloshin Shchive. Mash me de Litrosha, de Derech Likuchin Udiyosa. The Torah was Mishana, the Loshin, that's used all over, so the Torah is coming to tell us that it's only also if there was a kiche. Lekach bo lemayet onse. Aber ki yikach es achois yosem leke lemiti. You can't say that the Torah wrote it to tell us that oinzin is also soloi mekiche. Leke lemiti, sherot soloi mekiche, elo shchive, tzich amin shchive. The kolam yodi den kdushin teufsin bachois. That's what the Beraisa said. And now, Rava Omar, Rava said a different drosh. Onas isha mutaliso bita. Vahoche, he had a different limit. Ksiv ervas bas bincho, oi bas bitcho lo yisegalo. So there's a diik. When are they, which grandchild is also, if it's bincho, Bitcha. Habas bino dido, ubas bito dido, gali. Then one is permitted. Because there's a dig, bincha, v'loi bino. Chsiv erbas isha ubito loise gali. Es bas bino, ves bas bito loisika. Okay, tsa. So we see that there is an isha on bas bino. So the Gemara says, kan ba'oinsin, kan b'nisui. That bas bincha means that even though you are ma'anis an ishe, but this is your granddaughter, so me'mele, it's also, of that's bincha. But the ishe you are ma'anis, you're not also in her grandchildren. Bincha v'loi bas bino. And here that it says, ervas es bas bino. The pasuk says, ervas isho bito loy segala es bas bino ves bas bito loy sika. So here it says, you are bas bino. So here it's talking about the nisuin. Okay, tzad. Kan ba'oinsin, kan b'nisuin. Frag de Gemore Epochano. Maybe say Fakert. Maybe he will say Bas Anusosoi is Bas Benoi Shal Anusosoi is also. Bas Benoi Shal Ishtoi is Mutta. See in Taisvis, what kind of sfor is that? So the Gemore answers Arayish Sher Sharksi Bahu. So Shara Eino, Benesuini Kesher, Ba'onsin Lekesher. Let us see, Rashi, Ve'epachano, Bas Bincho de Memayit, Le Bas Bino, Benesuose Mishtoi. Let us say that the Miyot is Bas Bino Shonesuose. That's Mutter. The Eder Kro, the Osa Labas Beno, Avagav de Lav Mine, Banusa Mekminele. Let us say like that. So the Gemara said, from Shara, Hakoponim, Toisvis and Daf Gimel asks Akasha, and from this Gemara and Rashi Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, Rashi Daf Gimel Amad Aleph says, Rashi Cheshbin's Ois, how do we know that the Posek Bas Benoah is speaking about Bas Benoi Minnesuwasoi? Because it says, Erbas Isha Ubita, Isha is Masma with Ishas. So Taisvah says, it's a beautiful Shtich Torah, but the Gemara in Agamara says, Nitozai. Agamara asked it for Akasha. Agamara wasn't the spoil from Elvas Isha Ubita to prove that it was with Ishas. The Gemara brings a raya from Shara. Let us see Taisvah. So Taisvah's Ve'epachano, let us say that Bas B'noi manusosa yizosa, bas b'noi manusosa yizmuta. Da oinsin yesh leso yaisa, kiven da ovad isure, va ovar omola ha'oret zimo. So that's why the Torah asked the kreuvis of the ishe that he was mezana with. Avo manusuin da loy ovad isure, ein leso b'kreuvo yisrael. But when you don't understand the logic of the kasha, the Gemara is asking a pesasa. The svar is vakel, since he was mezane, did an iser, so that's why her kreivis are also aces vakel, kreivis are perhaps a mila. Kreivis are a mila that one should marry the and maybe that's what the Gemara means. He said, "Kreivus Amayla, Isha, Bita, Bas Bita." It means Faker. They have meridic similarities, so maybe Kreivus is Amayla. And but if you did an Issa and you were Mizana with us, so the Torah asked that you should be able to have this Mayla. That's why you also be Kreivus. That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Arayish Sherksi Bahu Vim Toima Kivan de Isar Isha Ubita Me Erbas Isha Ubita Laisegala Navke. Fractor Taisvis. The Posik says Erbas Isha Ubita Laisegala. So the Rehitis Aloshin would seem that the Torah assert that one is not permitted to be boil Isha Ubita. That's Pashta the Krah. Is Amish Loyosa Kosov Alecha the Goli Yervashtem? He was boil both of them. Avol Nichnisa Lechupe Volei Nivola Muta Legarlis Ervas Po Acheres. That's Taisvus Kashi. By Marie the Svora Kimen Dach Siv Sher Bekro Edenisuin Bo Acheres. I said the Torah said the reason from the Yisar is because she's a share bosso, so memela, so it seems that, if that's the reason, so then it's not necessary to be boiled the isha in order that the bita should be also. Now, l'chayre, from places we see agavulche, The Shara Melech brings down this Taisvus, that from Taisvus we see that the whole Issa of Isha Bita is dafk if he made Nisuin be Isha. Taisvus asked Akasha, Nichnas al-Lachupa shouldn't be enough, but I never know. So Taisvus says it is enough, because it says the Issa is Sheiris. So, by the Nisuin bo Sheiris, you don't need the, and the Sue is called Sheira, by Tumit it's a Sheira, by Yerush it's a Sheira. Sheira Koravelov, so by Stachois that, and the Sue is called Sheira, all you need is Sheiris. So the Shamach is back from Taisus, but after Eresin, it seems there's no Issa Bechlau. The Losh and the Mishnah Ines from Mafata al Hanesue. The Gemara mentions Kesed Nesuin. Kan Boitz and Kan Ben Nesuin. The Rambam holds after Kedushin, there's any Sadir Aisa. So, Shamelech, sagt er von Rambam, that's one ha'ore. But the lechere, the taich of she'er, I'm just wondering, Rashi in Chumash says, the pasuk says, shara heino zimahi. So Rashi says, shara heino. So Rashi says, kroi v'sein zu lezu. So, it would seem from Rashi, the pasuk is saying that the bas beno is also because she's a kreve to the isha. Kreve saying zulazu. They're related. That's how Rashi says pshat and posik. Now, lechere, the way Rashi says pshat and posik, so I don't understand the Agamore. Agamore wants the push. It could be speaking about a nanusa also. And the Torah wants to ask her the kreves of the anusa. The Torah is saying there is a sharein azimei that since the kreves, it's also. L'chayre agemore and Taisva seems to say that l'chayre, that the bas beno is related to him through the sheiris he has in his wife. That's l'chayre. Sharaina, not that they're related one to the other. The sheiris is that he has in his wife. And that makes that there should be an issa.